It is the first Tuesday of the new year, and that means it's a whole nother year of Tech Tuesdays. Joining me today to talk about what you're going to find in your inbox is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, Sarah Kenzie. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm so happy to be here.
I look forward to our discussions because, yeah, it's the first Tuesday of the new year. That means, boy, we have a whole year of great content that is coming to the inboxes of our supporters and listeners. So thank you for joining us today. Before we talk about today's email, let's talk about kind of some New Year's resolutions. You know, everybody wants to know, you know, what are you doing? What are you trying to resolve to do? What are you going to try to do better? Do you ever try in your own life to make and keep and maybe break New Year's resolutions?
I have sometimes. This year, I didn't so much make a New Year's resolution. There's some things just I've been working on, especially since the beginning of Advent, that I'm just trying to keep going. Doing better in my daily prayers is a big one. So sometimes it works out for me. And this year I just kind of felt like I didn't want to put a whole lot of extra pressure on myself and more just continue, you know, things I was already trying to work on before.
Sarah, you bring up an interesting point because I think that for many of us, it is who you answer to. So when you just make a resolution, yeah, if you break it or keep it, you know, it's just for yourself. But if you choose to do something for Advent or in this case coming up, well, Lent will be here soon enough. If you make those types of commitments during those periods of time and have God and the saints to back you up on it, boy, it makes it much easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Perhaps one of the things that our listeners might be doing is to try to refocus their time spent using technology. I know for myself, I try to use some of my apps a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
But one great way that they can do that is to bring forward some great apps, the Hail Mary Media app. It's really taken hold, hasn't it?
Yes, it's so cool to see how many people are using it. We have hundreds of people using the app now. I actually checked this morning to see how many prayers people have used on there. And we're up to thousands of prayers that have been prayed using our app through the audio recordings alone. And that's not even counting, you know, the video recordings or the text prayers or all the different tools on there. But just in audio prayers alone, we have thousands of downloads in the last few months. So that's really exciting. And I think it's a awesome way to, like you said, focus on your prayer life, using technology, you know, using it for good and kind of maybe not spending so much time on more of those time waster apps.
Oh, I absolutely agree. The New Year's is a time for perhaps maybe cleaning out your house, cleaning out your phone of all of those unwanted apps, and definitely maybe bringing those important ones to your homepage, like the Hail Mary Media app. Sarah Kenzie is joining me today. Sarah is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining us because we are going to be talking about the email, well, you should be receiving this afternoon. All right, Sarah, I know the Morning Blend has been on hiatus for a couple of weeks. David and I have both been spending time with our families, but it didn't keep us from having great interviews. And in fact, one of those is one that you're going to be highlighting in this week's email, Deacon Harold Brooks-Sivers.
That's right. So we pulled this interview that you did with Deacon Harold, Brenda, a couple weeks ago now. And that's the kind of thing I like about this email roundup is sometimes we can pull those interviews that happened a few weeks ago that maybe, you know, maybe we missed or maybe the listeners didn't hear, and we get to pull it out again so you can make sure that you hear this great content. So you've got this great interview with Deacon Harold talking about his new book, which is talking about being a deacon in the church. It's called Our Life of Service. And I just thought it was a fascinating interview. So much insight into what a deacon does, what a deacon is, how his family is involved. And I know you know about that personally. But it was such a great interview that the two of you did. And I think one point that you both made was so often we maybe see a deacon at Mass, but we don't really know, you know, what's their function? How do they interact with the church, with their families? And this is such a great insight into all of that.
when I received a copy of the book, it did really pique my interest, of course, because being the wife of a deacon, and he right. talks about, Deacon Harold talks about his experience as a deacon and being a married man mm-hmm. And how the deacon couple serves the church. And mm-hmm. it was a really good time always to talk with him. What I really appreciated about this book is it's a handbook for deacons, but it's mm-hmm. really, I think, much more than that. And he said specifically in the interview, for those who could be discerning, a
right.
family that could be discerning if that is a vocational call for the husband to be a permanent deacon. So I loved how he wrote it, and I loved its ability to reach an audience wider than just the deacons. Also on this week's email, we have an opportunity to highlight one of our locally produced shows, and there are some great ones here at Mater mm-hmm. Dei Radio. But if you aren't listening on the weekend, you might miss one of our great locally produced shows that airs on the weekend. Well, you have your opportunity with this email, Sunday Commentary.
Yes, so I'm so excited we'll get to highlight a episode of Sunday Commentary. Kevin and Carla do such a great job every week going through the readings for the upcoming Sunday. And this week is going to be the Baptism of the Lord, which is, you know, usually the traditional kind of end of the Christmas season. So, you know, we're a liturgical people here in the church. And I think it's so great, especially during this time, to lean into, you know, what is the church celebrating? What is the meaning of each of these feasts? We've had a lot, you know, the last couple mm-hmm. weeks here. But Sunday Commentary is a great way to kind of lean into that liturgical living throughout the year. And Kevin and Carla just always do an awesome job.
You know, for our listeners to know, the Sunday Commentary is one of our longest running shows
yes.
that we have produced here at Mater Dei Radio. I know for myself, in thinking about New Year's resolutions, we talked about it on the morning show, in fact, that I don't want to not necessarily do something different, mm-hmm. but I want to dive in deeper.
Yes.
The things that I am doing now, I want it to be more focused and more intentional. Preparing for a Sunday Mass by listening to the readings ahead of time, hearing their commentary before you attend Mass on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and then listening to it again, listening to the homily. For myself, Sunday Commentary is a great way for me to prepare and a great way for me to just be focused and intentional about the liturgy. So I love that you have picked this show for our highlight email of the week. Well, Sarah, again, it's wonderful to talk with you, to have this first Tuesday of our Tech Tuesday. I know that for many weeks, well, 51 more weeks this year that we'll be able to talk together. So I sure appreciate your time today.
Of course, I'm always happy to be here.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you are not receiving those emails and you want to sign up for them, be sure to go to our website. You can find out all of the information. MaterDeiRadio.com.